First of all, Jarobi is the one member of A Tribe Called Quest that never rhymed. So just doing a record with him alone was magnanimous, you know what I'm saying? And what's really dope is Jarobi is quite the MC. He's very, I've known Jarobi for over 20 years now. Very intelligent, very articulate. And the fact that he had been on stage with Tribe his entire career, you know, forced me to want to hear him rhyme, you know what I'm saying? So I had been asking him to rhyme. I wanted him to do a solo album initially. And so the first track he ever was going to rhyme was to the track Keep Keeping On. And I thought it would be easy to kind of ease him into the water by doing a song with him. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the first song happened. We did Keep Keeping On, which is a brilliant record. From there, people heard it and suggested, Q-Tip, one of them, a few others, suggested that we do, you know, be a group. And I was like, wow, I never even thought about it. Yeah, right? So, because like I said, it was initially supposed to be a Jarobi solo project. And so we was like, yeah, all right, well, let's do a couple more songs. That couple more songs turned into 29 songs. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so we whittled down an album and started shooting videos and everything, this and the other. We're about to start on the second Everton album probably within the next month or so. But it gave birth to this really incredible new, underground supergroup, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Everybody isn't up on it. Even right now, when people hear about it, it's brand new to them. Like, word, that exists? Yeah, this dope album by Jarobi and myself exists, and it's really a powerful project with a ton of guest features that are really quite impressive, from Bootsy Collins to Rod Digger to Havoc to Craig G to Sadat X to Reese to, I mean, just all kinds of cats, all kinds of production. And, like, what you can expect live from us, man, is two cats that have been doing this for over 20 years, just very well-versed, very comfortable with a microphone in their hand. There's not a ton of cats yelling into a mic and inaudible and this and the other. Like, you know, two showmen, you know, really, you know, able to show not only, you know, the younger generation, but just the music aficionado. How it's done. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is my word. Every place we've gone, we've blown cats away. Blown them away. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a testament to us being seasoned veterans with something to say. You know, really, really proud of this project and look forward to people still growing to it. You know what I'm saying? It's a great project. If you haven't heard the Everton album, Everton is Native spelled backwards. Check out the album Speed of Life. I guarantee you'll be happy with that.
So is Everton something that you guys are approaching as a long-term thing, or is it more of like just, you know, album to album, just so you won't have to deal with, you know, just so you don't deal with the, you know, the chaos of being officially a group, you know, like that stress, like how are you guys approaching this as a group?
I think it'll probably be a album to album situation with the opportunity for us always to hit the road together. The thing that I think was real important that I was really trying to create with Jarobi rhyming, one of the things that I wanted to create was him be able to do shows on his own. You know what I'm saying? Like I thought it was real important that he be able to kind of do something, you know, because Jarobi's the cat that, you know, sometimes he's on a Tribe show, sometimes he's not. Sometimes he's on a Tribe record, sometimes he's not. And when I say on a Tribe record, it's not rhyming. Sometimes, you know, he's heard of. No disrespect to Tribe at all, anything like that sort, but just, you know, stating the facts. And one of the things I really wanted to kind of have happen for Jarobi was him to have the ability to do something self-sufficiently. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if Tribe's doing something, cool. But you should be able to tour on your own. You know, Fife can, Tip can, you know, Ali can, you know, DJ anywhere in the world, what have you. But Jarobi kind of got lost in the shuffle. And I definitely look at it like we're all brothers and we all should look out for each other. You know, and of course, you know, I'm a businessman. So I was like, you know, trying to as well, you know, help get my company. I was looking at different projects that would be good for my company. The first one that came to mind was Jarobi. You know what I'm saying? It was internal. This is my brother. This is something that makes sense. It'll help him. It'll help me. So even with this Everton project, I still feel it's important for Jarobi to do a solo album, because it shouldn't be contingent upon me, him working, let all Tribe. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that's happening right now. Jarobi just signed on with Tommy Boy. I just got him a deal with Tommy Boy as well to do 6 singles. He's about to release his first single. It's called They Dance For Me. It's an amazing song. And, you know, one of the things that I'm hoping that happens is that we all are able to do our things individually and have the insight, the foresight, and the common sense to come together maybe once or twice a year to do huge projects. Like, the native tongue would be huge globally. Unfortunately, we have not been able to be a microcosm of the things we ask society to be. And that's very hurtful to me. You know what I'm saying? The very records that we made, we are not able to be a microcosm and do ourselves to illustrate to the people. You know what I'm saying? That's very unfortunate. But it's something that I hope changes. Like I said, we're all still growing up, even though we're a little older. You know, I hope it becomes something that, you know, once a year there's a Native Tongue Festival or a Native Tongue Tour. You know, and we could still all do what we do individually. But it's so important that the people see us come together, because we're asking the people to get together. If we can't come together, how can we look down on the people for not coming together?